USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A police union in Grand Rapids is standing by their man after an officer-involved shooting earlier this month.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russian soldiers are accused of mistreating Ukrainian civilians near Kyiv. This comes a month after more than 400 dead civilians were found. A chief prosecutor saying it's their goal to identify everybody who was involved in criminal activity. This on the heels of the president wanting to send $33 billion to Ukraine for aid. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Ford is slashing nearly 600 jobs. That includes salaried employees and contract workers in the engineering department. The automaker saying this is the latest adjustment as it shifts from building vehicles powered by internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. The CEO saying the company needs totally different talent in an effort to restructure. Twitter's new CEO is calling people out in his company.
The folks that run Twitter are being called out by proposed owner Elon Musk. Inappropriate is the word Elon used to describe Twitter fact-checkers on censoring the Biden laptop story and completely removing the New York Post, a story that could have changed the results of the 2020 election had the American voter been able to see for themselves. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk wants Mr. Musk to dig deep once he gets control in a few months.
We need to find out exactly how severe was the censorship institutionally at Twitter, from the shadow banning to the suspended accounts. Elon, I believe, now that he's the new manager and owner of Twitter, needs to bring back the suspended accounts, especially those that were suspended for these ridiculously arbitrary reasons.
Charlie Kirk on Fox News Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ozzy Osbourne has COVID. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is also currently battling Parkinson's disease and rehabbing a neck injury as well. His wife Sharon saying Ozzy is okay, but she's very worried. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.